I'm calling you from Santiago, Chile, for an interview.
Yay, I know. I'm excited.
Great, we are excited too. Great. And I hear you perfectly, which is a good thing because it doesn't happen all the time. So great. Great start.
I know. I'm gonna stay like in this. I'm just not gonna move.
Okay. I appreciate that.
Good signal.
Great. I'm gonna get right into it, and I want to know, Elena, how has your career evolved in musical terms since you started, like just playing you and your guitar? Because there's a big tradition of folk music in the UK, but you have evolved past it. So if you can tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. I think, to be honest, I started playing guitar when I was a kid. I was like mid teenager. My brother always played guitar, and I think it was like slight sibling jealousy. also, just because I wanted to know how. I think there is quite a big folk scene, and also my grandfather's Irish, so there's a lot of traditional Irish music that he would sing just a cappella to us as children, and mm-hmm. he was quite the performer, so that was really good. So I feel like that for me was quite a natural start into how to transform kind of my writing into songs, because I'd mainly just written thoughts and ideas on paper but never really had like a musical outlet for them. So that was kind of what I did for many years, was just go and play in pubs and play the guitar. And then, and then I met Igor and Remy at college. And that's when I think things changed. And actually, I was just very excited to work with other people, because I've just been by myself for a long time.
About that, because for many people, playing with a guitar is a sort of stylistic decision. Like, I want to play just me and my guitar. There are plenty of great singer-songwriters in the UK that only do guitar and voice. For you, it was a stylistic decision, or you always wanted to play with a band, but you just didn't know with who play and make your songs bigger?
I think, to be honest, I just never really thought I could ever play music. I think that was my problem. I kind of always was just like, no, my brother's musical. I don't know what to do. So for a long time, I think I was quite amazed that I could even play an instrument or even try and play an instrument. So for me, it was like less of a stylistic thing and more just that one of my friends at school was a really and is still an amazing guitarist, and we were just at this party and he sort of taught me how to play a few chords, and that was my first kind of learning of guitar. So it was actually not really planned. I think I just really enjoyed it. I picked it up and was like, oh yeah, I really love this instrument. So yeah.
And besides your grandparent, who else did you admire when you were playing guitar and trying to sing? Is it true that Jeff Buckley was a big influence, or maybe Cat Power, or are those like
Jeff Buckley definitely was like, I want to be Jeff Buckley. Basically.
Who hasn't?
I think. Yeah, I know. I think Jeff Buckley for me was just like my absolute hero. So I think that was a kind of big shift in even just in sort of the way that I was approaching writing and melody. I think after I listened to Jeff Buckley, I kind of suddenly, I don't know, it introduced me to something completely I'd never heard before, because I grew up with my parents have really good taste in music, so they played a lot of stuff from their childhood, and kind of the like 60s, 70s kind of Dylan and Neil Young and Bowie, Cat Stevens, as you said. So yeah, they were great. I mean, my parents are great. So that was really good. You know, I had really good music from them. But I also kind of, because I was a, you know, teenager, or I was born in 1990. So a lot of my musical kind of music buying was really in the like 2000s, early 2000s kind of. So it was quite poppy. I guess the first kind of records I bought were the kind of, you know, super pop kind of. It was getting into that like slightly manufactured pop.
Spice Girls and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, like I was 10 and that was, I loved them. I love Destiny's Child more. I always was like, no, Beyonce wins always. But
yeah, I know. They have this so more soul oriented music, which is great now.
So good, yeah. No, I'm still a massive, massive Beyonce fan. But yeah, but to me, like suddenly hearing, you know, hearing Jeff Buckley, I guess I was maybe like 15, maybe. And then through that was then kind of got more introduced to Radiohead and different bands. And then that's where I guess my sort of, I started kind of building my taste in music, really, if you see what I mean. It was, yeah, it kind of went from that sort of age where I was like, okay, guitar is the one. So, yeah.
So I'm guessing it wasn't a childhood dream to be in a label like 4AD, which is like a massive indie institution in the UK and in the world. So many big records, yeah. So many influential bands. Was it sort of like a surprise to be there? Or something you were like striving to get?
It was a total surprise and amazed, like an incredible, like incredible thing. Yeah, we were just so happy that that Ed came to our show, Ed from 4AD, and just yeah, really liked our show, and it kind of went from there. It was very just, you know, instantly just very aware that they are a label that are, you know, it's all about the music as it, you know, as it should be, but just, you know, massive music fans. And also just for me, like I was actually thinking about this because I really loved Red House Painters as, you know, when I was a kid, when
me
I was younger,
too.
But I had no idea of labels. I just like, for me, like I didn't really understand what record labels were, so I had no idea that I was like, oh, I was a 4AD fan like many years ago, but I had no idea. So for me, kind of my awareness of 4AD, I guess, is, you know, probably the kind of newer side of 4AD, with Bon Iver and Saint Vincent and The National, and you know, then you know, my awareness really, I guess, has been kind of retrospective in a way. But yeah, but I absolutely we were overwhelmed that they liked our music. So they're just a wonderful label to be a part of, and also like so exciting. I mean, the fact that there's just such a varied sound, and so many different artists, and all like incredibly talented, and but all kind of incredibly different, but there's still something that makes everyone feel 4AD band kind of vibes. I don't know. It's really interesting.
And yeah, some of your answers have already, in a way, answered the one I was going to ask now, which is, for me, daughter music is very intimate, and it's not like temporary music. It's not 2017 music. It's more like atemporary, like, and it makes sense since you're telling me what you like to hear when you were growing up and who your idols are. But it's very different to what it's, you turn on the radio now and you hear many, many different things than daughter. You hear this poppy, outspoken Chainsmokers Coldplay thing, and you are very different. So what role, but still you're very popular, so what role do you think daughter, or where do you fit in this whole 2017 festival thing?
I don't know. I think that's it's an interesting question. I think, to be honest, I don't know. I mean, I'm very overwhelmed with kind of how kind and how, you know, how wonderful our crowds are when we play shows. And I think it, you know, I guess it's like you need, you know, there's different music for different occasions in your life. And I think that, you know, I tend to really only like have real inspiration for writing when I'm not feeling that great, which, you know, I feel like that in many different respects. But I think that that's kind of why I write. So I'm really kind of just writing selfishly for my own kind of sanity. But I do think that it's a beautiful thing when you think about it, because it's a very human thing to feel those emotions. I think everyone goes through them. So I think that it's, yeah, there's a kind of just, I guess, a humanness to what we talk about that is hopefully can still live in the same, you know, world as the more, you know, poppy fun music. But yeah, I always feel slightly bad when we play a festival because I'm like, oh, I'm sorry.
Sorry to spoil your mood.
People probably just want to have a good time. Yeah, but it's fun at the same time. Like, it's good, you know.
I was getting into it because you guys have been compared in this sort of like intimate sound to the XX, and they changed, not changed, but evolved into this more big, bigger sound in their last album, which fits better to the festival environment, which, whether you like it or not, whether we like it or not, is the main way to see music nowadays. And Daughter is coming to a festival in Chile, and perhaps without the festival, we wouldn't be able to see you. So do you see yourselves evolving in that same way, or you try to maintain this unique, intimate sound in your band?
Well, I think that everyone kind of evolves their sound in different ways. I think, we're massive fans of the XX, but I can't really tell how our sound will change in the future. I think even from like album one to the second one, there wasn't like a conscious effort to change things. And I don't think there ever, you know, I don't think many people consciously decide like, okay, how is this going to fit with with the live show? Like, it's not,
some people do. Like, some people do.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Well, maybe they do. But for us, it's not really. Yeah. To be honest, it's. I almost wish that we did think about it more, because it gets to the stage where we've written an album and it's like, okay, three people can't play this, so we're gonna have to get more people on stage. Why did we write three guitar parts and a bass part and like a synth part at the same time? Like, sometimes I'm like, we should have thought about this more. But I think it's. I don't know. I don't know how it will evolve. But I think as long as, you know, the main thing I guess for us is just that it needs to be truthful. I think that, you know, being honest is an important thing for us. And if something feels like musically it's there for no real reason, it kind of, you know, it will get taken out at some point. You know, I feel like the song needs to be, it's like this weird thing is that it needs to be translated in a way that, I don't know, that it's like, it's not going to destroy it to like put, it's not going to destroy the sad song to make the arrangements around it happier. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's, feel like that's what Igor and Remy are great at, is they're kind of, otherwise if I had my way, everything would be like so sad all the time. But they're like, you know, they're really, what they do is really uplifting. And so it's, you know, they're kind of balancing those two things is a really beautiful thing. And I enjoy it. So it's not about like keeping everything super minimal and, you know, like morose, but it's about, yeah, I guess, like, how do you arrange something to really make sure that the core message of the song isn't drowning out in production or in effects, or, you know, it's more of that, really, I think, that think about.
If you think that's the same thing I was thinking when I was listening to the new Arcade Fire album, the songs are drowned into the production. You put it in the perfect way. When you try to sound in a certain way, but you lose the message, or you lose the songwriting. I think it's a pity.
I need to listen to that record, actually.
What are you listening to right now? What are your favorite albums or bands or artists these days?
Oh, for me, I'm such an old woman, so I don't really. I feel like I'm like 90 years old, trapped in a 27 year old body. But no, so I don't really know any. I don't know any new bands.
You're still listening to Neil Young.
Who can I think of? Oh yeah, I mean, you know, you always dip into Neil Young. We love, to be honest, are like some of our really beautiful buddies who are we've been on tour with a lot, called Wilson. They've got a record. They've got a few records out, but they've got a new record out, which is lovely. There's also, I'm just going to go over to my, what have I got on my record player? I will tell you. I've got.
You need some help.
Neil's from Spaces in
Great.
The record player.
So Great.
That, I'll give you that. That's what I'm listening to at the moment.
Perfect. Okay. And finally, Elena, first time in Chile, first time in South America in November. You've sold quite a few tickets, and people seem to be very excited to have you here finally. Have you heard something about it? What do you feel about coming? How do you feel about coming here? And do you get feedback from this far, far, far away country?
Well, I'm super excited. I think we all are. Like, we've never. I mean, you know, this is the first time coming to you, and it, like, it's been how long, like 6 years. It's crazy. And so we've been like, come on. It's amazing. And we've, you know, kind of just even like I guess that's just, you know, there is a beautiful thing to the internet and to social media, as much as I'm an old woman. I don't use this stuff enough. But, you know, to feel connected to people from, you know, all over the world, it's lovely. And we've had a really great response to the fact that we're coming, and even just, you know, from even the very, like, intricate, like, looking, you know, try not to check my YouTube stuff too much or Facebook, don't go crazy, but like, just, you know, kind of seeing people like, come, you know, come visit, like, it's beautiful. And so I'm just very excited. I you know, I think we all are, as the three are, just, yeah,
you're gonna feel the love, and we're gonna see you play twice, which is great. And if you have spare time, you can come to our radio, and we'll make you feel at home.
Oh, it'll be so nice. Yes, absolutely. I just want to meet everyone and have fun.
Okay. It's been a pleasure, Elena. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. So nice to chat.
Yeah.
See you in a bit.
Yeah, it's gonna time flies, so we're going to see you soon.
It does. It's crazy. It really does. So yeah, I'll see you very, like, tomorrow.
Great. Have fun. It's been a pleasure.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.